here first thing in the morning at the ACUC with Gigi Hyland from the foundation. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I'd love to be with you first thing in the morning. It's awesome. This is what we do at GAC, and we've got like the early morning slot. So the foundation gets up early and works hard.
That's right. Message. Good message. Exactly. Well, a great way to start out the day. Thank you so much for getting up at the crack of dawn to meet with us. We appreciate it.
Always great to talk to you.
So. And likewise, likewise. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about what you guys did yesterday, which was the Give Back to Seattle event. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So ACUC for the past couple of years has done a Give Back event to the community, and this year we focused on BizKids, and we did that because several years ago BizKids was actually birthed in the Northwest. There are a variety of very forward-thinking credit unions that were approached by the executive producer Jamie Hammond, who is best known for Bill Nye the Science Guy, so she's pretty much a celebrity, and she was really wanting to do financial capability for kids, and she wanted credit unions to be a part of that. She's a longtime credit union member, and that all came together. Credit unions invested about $14 million to do 65 episodes, partnering with really the best name in educational TV, which is Public Broadcasting System. And so BizKids has been on the air now for several years, and we did a give back project for the teachers here in Seattle. So they registered, they came in, they saw the actual episodes, a couple episodes. They learned about the curriculum and the lesson plans that they could have. And then they got a tour of the website to see all of the vast resources on the website. And then they went home with a starter kit. And what was really cool is we had about 32 teachers registered, but that reach is going to be over 30,000 students. And so when they go back into their classrooms, they're going to be about 30,000 students plus. They're going to be affected by having this amazing financial education resource branded by credit unions and for credit unions and available through credit unions for teachers. So we're so excited. The teachers were sort of over the moon. They hadn't really learned about this product before, and you could see the wheels turning in terms of how they could use this, because they could use it as a straight lesson plan, or they could pick bits and pieces and then reinforce a lesson with their students. And the credit union volunteers, you know, it's amazing about the credit union system. You call for volunteers and people come in and they sign up. They don't really know what they're doing. In terms of, they didn't know BizKids. And many of them said, oh my gosh, I've never heard about BizKids before. And so we actually loaded up some of the volunteers to take stuff home to their credit union. So for the foundation, you know, Danielle and I were doing the little happy dance. We're like, yay, BizKids is out there. So it was a very, very successful event. We can't thank the Northwest Credit Union Foundation, Jamie Dedman, enough. Her team and the CUNA team, Tracy Travis, worked so hard to bring this together. And Danielle Brown from my staff of the foundation. So it was a great collaborative effort. It really made a difference in the Seattle community to teachers who need those resources. So we're really, really happy how it went.
Yeah, I wish I had something like that when I was a kid. I mean, because all we learned was balancing the checkbook and that type of stuff when we were kids. But now they have these cool video series with, it's really fun too, if you haven't seen it. So, and you guys are a big part of that.
Well, thank you. And what's cool about BizKids is that it's kids teaching kids. And, you know, and that makes such a difference to have peer-to-peer learning. You know, the other piece I just leave with you, and I'll put on my fundraising hat. So we're raising money for season six. And you know, credit unions, support us, please. We need about $1 million to do six new episodes. Credit unions, that's nothing for you. You raise $1 million in one night at different fundraisers. So I know we can do this. So it's really a valuable program. It's the only one that's branded. It's a partnership with PBS. And we got to do this because this is what credit unions are all about. It's part of our DNA.
Exactly. So it fits really well.
It does. Yeah, it does. So all right,
let's switch gears a little bit here. I want to talk about this Retire on Track program, because I think that's really, I think it's really timely right now.
Sure. Well, and I love the what we have behind us, because CUNA Mutual Group is our partner on that. Retire on Track, it used to be called a retirement fair, and it really needed updating. And so Mark Lynch and Lois Kitch of the foundation staff last year really worked hard with CUNA Mutual to revise it and to revitalize it and to make it much more, I think, relevant to today's population. And so we have a video on our website that explains what Retire on Track is. If you're familiar with reality fairs, it's very much like that. It's an experiential learning program where adults can go through and say, what do I really want to do in retirement? Do I want to travel to Ireland and other places? Do I want to volunteer a lot? What does that look like in terms of income? What are the health issues I need to think about? What is the insurance issues I need to think about? And then kind of putting that all together in a very non-scary way, because you think of retirement and we all kind of go, you know, Retire on Track helps people bit by bit really think about what is it going to take? And I think it gives people a sense of comfort and assurance and said, okay, I now have a plan, yeah. and I feel a lot better about it. So we've gotten great feedback from credit unions. A lot of credit unions are doing this for their employees. Mm-hmm. Leagues are introducing it for credit unions to use at different conventions like this, mm-hmm. and they'll do one as a breakout session. Mm-hmm. So it's something to look into. You know, it's available on our website. Not very much money, you know, a paltry little amount of money. So, you know, take a look into it, and yeah, I think credit unions will find it very useful.
I agree, because I think retirement is something that sneaks up on you. And it's like, oh my gosh, oh, I didn't save.
I think so.
Yikes. So it's a plan, like you said, is so awesome with anything, actually.
And to learn by doing. And, you know, as adults, we reading stuff is, you know, puts us to sleep. But learning by doing really makes a difference. Yeah. It becomes very real, and it becomes very engaging. You feel empowered to be able to do things, mm-hmm. and that's what we're all about in that type of, and in all of our experiential learning. It's really empowering people to take what they've learned and do something with it. So, yeah.
All right, last question for you, Gigi, because I know you got a plane to catch.
Yeah, darn.
So, what did you want to accomplish? It sounds like you guys had a great event yesterday. Was there anything else that you wanted to accomplish here? Any goals, mission, that type of stuff?
So, I think my staff would say I'm pretty obsessed right now with something that recently came out in May in the Atlantic magazine, and it's an article called The Shame of Middle Class Americans, and it talks about some very wonky statistics from the Federal Reserve that came out last year mm-hmm. that says half of the population that the Fed interviewed could not come up with $400 in an emergency. They'd either have to borrow money or they'd have to sell something. Mm-hmm. And if you really think about that, it's startling, because that means half your neighbors, half your family, half your employees, half your members, and we're kind of trying to pound that home to credit unions to say, as you think about your financial capability work, really think about those statistics. Yeah. And so one of the things that we want to accomplish is, as part of the pre-conference session for directors, mm-hmm. we actually had an opportunity, and we, as myself and Lois Kitch, mm-hmm. had an opportunity to do a principles and philosophy, really is good business mm-hmm. type of session. And we really worked hard with the directors to have them think about that. As they strategically lead credit unions, remember that this statistic is not just a statistic. It means that it is half your members and half your employees. How can you strategically help your credit union respond to mm-hmm. that in a way that makes a difference in people's lives? And maybe at some point we could say that credit union members don't have that problem, because credit unions have really been focused on helping people become more economically stable and not economically fragile as they are today. Yeah. So I'm done here. We did the pre-conference session. That was great. And then the BizKids project was just so inspirational. So I'm good. I can get my Starbucks and fly out.
And fly out of here. All right. Gigi, always a pleasure talking to you. You guys do such great work at the foundation.
Thank you so much.
Keep up the great work. And look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks for the opportunity. Have a great time in Ireland.
I will. Oh, wait, that's Scottish. Sorry. I got to get my accents down.
Aye, laddie. Oh, well, we screw up the accents.
It'll be fun.
Okay,
thank you, Gigi. Yeah.